It's 4:52 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners, 22 days left for the holy, blessed month of Ramadan. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners, it's the 8th of Sha'aban, 1440. Well, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Barakat Sahaba. And let's welcome our beloved teacher, senior, respected, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah, who said it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Sha'aban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today, the 8th of Sha'aban, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, verses number 50 and 51. And we say, Jazakallahu Khairan to Mon Arafat, and Barakallahu Fikum to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. So what does Almighty Allah inform us? وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ Wow for atifa, for conjunction. Surely, and لَقَدْ لَامْ for قَسَمْ وَلِلَّهِ And by Allah, surely, definitely, صَرَّفْنَاهُ We have explained it, the Quran Sharif, بَيْنَهُمْ to them, amongst them, repeatedly. Today, which person in the world can say he does not know about Islam or does not know about Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Quran? You will hardly find people. Everybody knows about it, basically. So why did Almighty Allah repeat these verses, repeat these anecdotes, liyazzakkaru, so that they must take heed, they must accept this admonishment? But when people, you open the tap and they put the glass, the cup upside down, so what will happen then? So they will not accept it. So similarly here also, فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا But majority of the people, they rejected it. Why? إِلَّا كُفُورًا For no other reason, because of their hatred and because of their enmity towards the message and the messenger. So the kufr, the blasphemy, increased all the time. Like Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, peace be upon him. He went to his people 950 years, Quran says. But after that, only 80, 82 people embraced Islam. When they would see him, they would cover themselves with their clothing and say, we don't want to see you. Insert their fingers in their ears and would say, we don't want to hear what you are saying. So Almighty Allah is teaching us the truth is always better. So you apply this verse in today's time, 8 billion plus people, 7 billion plus people, non-Muslim. Remember that they're supposed to be the intelligentsia, they're supposed to be the academia, but the truth becomes very difficult for them. Hence, they want to lead a life according to their desires. Look at what has happened to human being. One example only I give you. Allah just put in my head now. So you must remember that You see, the definition of marriage is Adam and Eve. Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, male to female. But they changed that and they said that no, it's person to person. So they made it Adam to Eve, Adam to Steve, and then Madam and Eve. And then they went to incest, some countries already allowing it. Father can sleep with daughter and the mother can sleep with the son and so forth. Now in Spain, they're debating. You must remember that they want to allow bestiality, that the human being can sleep with his dog or what have you. This is the so-called enlightened human being, modern human being. So remember, they're worse than animals also. Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal. They are like animals, nay, they even worse than animals. Walau shi'na, walau, and hypothetically, for argument's sake, shi'na, if we decreed, laba'athna fi kulli qariyatin nazira, then we should have sent and appointed in every town, in every city, a warner. But that is not the system of Allah. The system of Almighty Allah is known as sunnatullah. That is the system of Allah. Sunrise, sunset, all that will happen. One is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends the earthquake, Allah sends the floods. So occasionally Almighty Allah uses that to remind human being, none of you are a superpower. I am the only one in charge and I do as I please. Fa'alul lima yurid. And none can question my majesty, authority and grant my grandeur. And I will question everybody, everything. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. So that is what we must learn. We all are the servants and the slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Let us give you some news, views, interviews throughout the world and see what is happening. Didn't I tell you? Inshallah, what I tell you will happen like that, inshallah. Because when you speak the truth and you stand for justice, Allah's help will come. I told you, Jutlas and Haramis and Zionists, your Israel will fall in our lifetime, inshallah. Now, yes, all these 5-6 stories I'm giving you, all from the Haaretz. Bibi sinking very fast, and with him is taking Israel. So Israel is going to the lowest of lowest, and Bibi, the longest serving prime minister of Israel, is sending it to hell already. Israel being torn apart, but in 75 years, 2 months left for their celebrations in May, but before celebrations, all hell is breaking loose. The reservists of the elite army says that if that law is passed, that the politicians can override, you must remember the Supreme Court, then the reservists say they will not serve in the army. And then Smotrich, remember the finance minister, he and Ben-Gvir is minister of security, and the Smotrich, both illegal settlers, they wear that hat, that yarmulke of theirs to show they both haramis. So he, the finance minister, is going to America on a begging trip. But very few parties, one people want to meet him because they know he's a settler and he knows that he condones what happened there in Hawara and how they behaved and what they did. The whole world saw how the Jutlas behave and the whole world know who the real terrorists are. So remember, they can't hide nowadays. So all this is happening. Ilhan Omar, that she is there, big shot there in the Democratic Party and so forth. She called on Biden and America, you have to keep Israel accountable for the settler violence. What they did there in Hawara, no one in their right mind can ever legalize it and justify it, condone it. But you know, these are haramis we are dealing with. Therefore, the only solution for them is, you must remember, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Look at this incident. There were 8 people after that incident were arrested, jutlas, right? Illegal settlers. So all 8 of them released now. Go, you're a good boy, don't do it again. This is Israeli justice system. One policeman kills a Palestinian. That Palestinian is autistic. Do you know what that policeman said? He said, no, I thought he's a terrorist. So that's exactly what I'm telling you. I'm telling you they can maim, they can kill, they can injure, and they will just say the terrorist, but you the haramis, you are the biggest terrorist on this earth. Remember, for past 75 years and more, you murdered prophets and messengers. Now you are murdering and killing children and women and innocent civilians. So remember, there's big problems there, and inshallah, daily we make dua, and every one of you is the Mubarak month of Shaban, 15th night of Shaban is coming, then Ramadan, always make dua. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy this illegal entity known as Israel. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, unleash your dogs upon them. Iran in big trouble. Iran are big haramis also, the Shias. They know how to play. And they will give everybody a chakkar, you know. So you must remember the Shias, the day they were born also based on deception. The father of Shiaism, also a jutla, Abdullah bin Sabah, written in their own book, Rijal ul-Kashi. So now Iran has enriched uranium to such expectations, you understand, and such place heights that they say, no, it happened unintentionally. Can you believe that? Pakistan, again, big problems. There's a warrant of arrest out for Imran Khan. They catch him anywhere, they can arrest him. But they know that will cause big mayhem, chaos. So they say, no, when elections take place, he will be able to stand for elections. UK, I told you, you don't want to listen to me. Sunak is a disaster. Since Sunak came in, the counters are empty in so many places in Great Britain. They told us 100 years ago, 120 years ago, when we went to school in the 60s, they would take us to history and tell us in 1905, 1913, that Britain, the British Empire, ruled the world, the sun would not set. Now they got no food in Britain. How many places the people are? You know, the food prices has jumped and increased by 17%. Now they have food banks. Do you know what is food banks? Food bank is the whiteys and the British are now all standing in the queue and begging for food and so forth. Students are missing 1-2 meals so that they can pay for their studies and so forth. How many shops and that have closed up because the cost of living is too high? America, the superb bribery they want to use. So now Blinken goes, you must remember, to Central Asia, and he bribes up 5 countries, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and all Kazakhstan, and say, we will give you millions and millions so that you must not rely on Russia. Putin is hitting the hell out of them, and Bakhmut is in the news and is about to fall. It's a big city, big place of Ukraine and strategic place. It defeated and fall in the favor of Putin. So Putin is on his victory. And thereafter, remember, America is fearing China, the TikTok. So they say that all the government employees must get rid of TikTok within 1 month and so forth. Can you believe that? What things they do, they legalize. What the Chinese do, that they say, no, we must crack down and so forth. Now there's 2-3 announcements I have to make. Remember, these measles vaccines they're telling you to take for your children is 100% haram. What I'm telling you, 100% haram. It contains pork, it contains porcine. Remember those sheikhs, those imams, whoever, maulanas or whoever who say halal, you know their track record. They're the same ones who closed the masajid. They're the same ones who are advocating the COVID vaccine, and they made you fools the first time. And just like there's some medical doctors and so forth, some of them are promoting it. We tell them, stay out of this field. It's not your field. And you want kickbacks and you want to make people fools again. So please don't come. You know know what big mess you all made during the corona and all. And it was because you were getting kickbacks, many of you, we don't say all of you. So the so-called verdict of, you must remember the MJC, or you must remember Medical Association, Islamically holds no weight. You must remember that in Islam, that pork is najas, the swine is najasul ayn. I have to tell you all this so that you don't harm your children. How many people took the vaccine and destroyed their lives? So you must be very clear on this issue, yeah, that it is haram for you as a Muslim, and you can't use the argument that the pork gelatin became halal and so forth. No, you must remember khinzir, swine, is najasul ayn, and once it's najasul ayn, bumper to bumper, top to bottom is haram, and we must be clear on this. Similarly, another issue came to fore yesterday, that certain ice cream is called halal. But who's the manufacturer? Who's the maker? The people who are 100% jutlas, 100% supporters of Israel. Such people are harbis. To do business with harbis is not permissible. People with whom we are at war. But end of the day, it's a case of scholars for dollars. So we need to be very clear on this here. Any Maulvi, any sheikh, any doctor promoting this measles vaccine, we all know and they know it contains pork. Remember that fatwa, that suggestion or whatever of the doctors, with due respect, is not worth the paper on which is written. Our aim must be not to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician. You know what's happening everywhere. Yesterday, if you're on my groups, you saw how many people were exposed and so forth, politicians and organizations and people. So we have to name them and shame them. That is what Islam teaches us. When people don't want to learn and they want to sell this deen of Islam for monetary gain, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Don't sell my verses and the Islam and Quran for some monetary gain, Quran says. So therefore, be very careful. Thus, I'm your brother, I'm giving you advice. I gave you advice first time, many of you didn't listen. Today, you're paying the price. Nevertheless, today, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Raid with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, you must remember, will be Bliss of Marriage. And thereafter, you must remember Tafsir of Surah Alam Nashra, verses 6 and 7, verses 5 and 6, inshallah, today. And today is Wednesday. After Zuhur, raise your hands, make special dua. Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Make special dua against the jutlas, against the mushrikeen, idol worshippers in India, where they are harming our Muslims and terrorizing them in certain places. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa la have mercy on us, and let there be justice. Then after justice will come peace. Allah Ta'ala guide us all.
I see a few listeners saying, why isn't Mufti Saab announcing that you're coming to Maritzburg? Some of them, they don't know who started.
So you must remember, I will send out that we're waiting for 1st of March. You see, in Islam, you must start something on a Wednesday. So today, inshallah, we will send it out. So quickly, the program is like this, for those of you in the Midlands. So inshallah, next week, Tuesday night, the big night, 15 Shaban night, we will be there in Maritzburg. And that is, you must remember, Masjid al-Salihin, after Isha. All the programs there in the Maritzburg and after Isha. So thereafter, that is Tuesday night. Wednesday night, then race of Masjid, inshallah. You know that Masjid Salihin is Mohan Ahmed, and Raistop is, mashallah, that Mohan Abdul Qadir Osman, our Sati colleague, mashallah. So that is Wednesday night after Isha. Then in Hawik, Thursday night, remember that is after Isha. Then Jummah Salat, we will be, inshallah al-Aziz, in Escort, the Jummah Masjid, Town Masjid. And then in Escort, after Maghrib, inshallah, in Masjid Arabia, that is the new Masjid they built there. So that will be after Maghrib in Escort Friday night, inshallah.
I see Bongi says, morning AK, do any countries other than South Africa perform load shedding on their power? Bongi Ustad.
Many countries, my brother, you go to Gaza, Palestine, 20 hours, 22 hours, they don't have electricity power because of the haramis, because of the jutlas, because of the Zionists. They say that you must starve them. They say you must do that. The more they try, the more humiliated they get, and the resolve and the iman of the Muslims increases. Quran says this, Brother Bongi. You go to Quran Sharif. Chapter 3, verse 173. Verily that the people, they will try and intimidate you, put fear in your minds and heart. So the true Muslims, they don't fear. Fazadahum imana, the iman increased. Waqalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, and they say Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs, and the Muslim is prepared to dice with death and fight till death for his rights and for Islam. So you see, my brother, one is Gaza, Palestine, one is Pakistan, one is, you must remember, some other Muslim countries and so forth, where they have big, big problems, wars and so forth. You go to Iraq and all that. So big problems there and so forth. So Allah Jalla wa Ala make easy. But for South Africa, to have load shedding is an absolute disgrace because of mal-managed administration and sabotage. And read my article, read the Daily Mavericks article, and remember who and who are involved, and you will get everything there, inshallah. We sent it out also yesterday.
I don't know, Craig says, I like your Q&A much, much, but sometimes I think you're biased, AK. Sorry if I'm rude, but let's not be biased. Craig, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember, my brother Craig, you like it, but you see, you don't like it when we speak the truth. So if I tell you about the Jutlas, then you will tell me that Jutlas are the Zionists, the Jews, the settlers, so then you can call me biased. But if you're listening to my Q&A, so we're doing this, mashallah, for years with the help and mercy of Allah. I speak openly against the tinpot Arab regimes and tell you the leadership in Saudi Arabia, MBS, MBZ, you must remember, there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and the King of Bahrain, King of Jordan, King of, you must say, Morocco, and Egyptian leader, they're not Muslim. So we are very consistent on that. Likewise, for the past 20 years, we're exposing the Shias there in Iran and Iraq, and we say they're not Muslim. So alhamdulillah that we are not, we don't have allegiance with any person, any government, any politician. We, our job function is to promote Islam, my brother Craig, in its pristine purity, and to defend Islam and not defend Muslims. That is our motto. That is what we stand for. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Almighty Allah.
Somebody says, can a person use zakat money to start a non-zakatable person in a business who just needs a high initial start to start?
Not permissible. You must remember that zakat is for three reasons. Reason number one is to show our love for Almighty Allah. Two, for self-purification, that we have so much love for wealth and assets. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of it in chapter 100, the first five verses. Almighty Allah praises the loyalty of the horses towards their master and manager and owner. And then verses 6, 7, and 8, chapter 100, Almighty Allah speaks of the disloyalty of the human being. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being, this masterpiece, is very, very ungrateful to his sustainer, nourisher, provider. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to that. We must be clear on this. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And why is he so ungrateful to his creator? creator. Why is he ungrateful? You must remember, to his sustainer, because of the intense love he has for that wealth of his and so forth. So when we pay zakat, it is to reduce the love for wealth and increase the love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we need to be clear on that. That's the primary objective. And the secondary objective, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 60. Almighty Allah mentions the 8 different categories. So people who are not entitled for zakat, so you want to give them zakat and then they can start their business. How, what guarantee you got that he will be a success when you gave him zakat, but you know he's not entitled to zakat, your zakat is not valid. So all that ideas is all satanic ideas and waswasa of Satan. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. So the waswasa and whisperings of Shaitan. You want to help him with lillah. You can do that, no problem with that. So you help the brother for the love of Almighty Allah. So that is what Islam will encourage.
I see Santiago Ismail. He says, see, okay, if you don't like it, Craig, then we don't like you. I hate myself that I'm a Jew, but now I'm content. I'm a believer of Allah. Ismail, Ustad.
You see, Craig, that this is a brother in Chile. He was hearing us for a few years. He embraced Islam. We never met him, but every day he listens. And remember, any time a person comes on air as a jutla or is a supporter of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, so he's always ready to tell you the truth. He was a Jew, and now he embraced Islam, and he knows all the secrets of the Jews. So therefore, you must remember that no person can side with them, but you will get humiliated and disgraced forever. Always remember that.
I've got Kevin, Ustad, I think you do remember him. He says, could Mitt Romney defeat Joe Biden in 2024, Ustad?
But it is not standing, my brother. How come you're getting all that wrong, my brother? So you must remember, so far in the Republican side, you got only this guy, Trump, and you got that Nikki Haley. You know, she's an Indian. And Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley wants to stand. And it will be a good match. That's how they will debate Nikki and Trump. Remember this. The Indian versus the white, the narcissist. That's on the Republican side. On this side here, you must remember there is Biden and another lady, so Johnson or something like that. Yesterday I was reading. So remember, Romney didn't come in still. So where are you living, my brother? Don't be Alice in Wonderland. Speak about geography and current. Don't speak about history. Romney is still not in the running. Remember that.
I see. Jacko, he says, AK, what was it like to be a white South African during apartheid? Jacko, Ustad.
Manier Jacko, he would may say, Manier is what? Manier is a boer. Manier can what her beer and all that. So those of you who don't understand what happened, Jacko is asking me, how was it be to a white? I say, Jacko, that you have to answer. You're a white, you're a farmer, you enjoyed all the benefits of apartheid. Once was ni blancas ni, that we were the non-whites, the Indians, the coloreds, the blacks, they put big, big balls in our faces. No non-whites allowed here. No non-whites and dogs allowed here. I still remember all this. Yellow head for ons say, hey, khanna di kulidorp tu. Get out and go to the kulidorp. You know what is kulidorp? Indian township. So you must remember this time. We can't forget all these things, yeah, Jaco. So you all had the cream of everything and you only worried about the whites. You didn't worry much about the others. Little bit you used to worry. Nowadays they don't worry of anybody besides themselves. So that's the big problem. Tutu said we had the gravy train and now we got the gravy plane. So that's the big problem in South Africa. There's no question about it. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. But similarly, corruption and what's going on now is almost on par. We don't say on par, but we say almost on par like that.
I've got Sister Catherine. She says that with the way the world is going, which country will be the next major world power, sir? Catherine, Ustad.
There's no major power and all that. They all try and use their might. I just told you, my sister Catherine, UK, the Great Britain, the superpower, British Empire, where is it now? They humiliated, disgraced, they kicked out from Europe, from Brexit, and now they don't have enough food and enough fruit and vegetable for their own people, people standing in long, long queues. So Almighty Allah has a system, remember that. I give you one example which you don't know, Catherine. Today you know that Saudi Arabia are multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires, multi-trillionaires with their oil. Go back 100 years, go back say 100 years, they were paupers and beggars, they had hardly any wealth. You know Mali? Yeah, you must remember Timbuktu? They used to help them. They were one of the richest countries in Africa, you must remember that. See how Allah Ta'ala turns everything. So similarly, the Western powers, one by one, are going to get bankrupt. America is bankrupt. $1 trillion, $2 trillion, how much they owe in their debt. And then Europe is on the verge of bankruptcy. And you see that Putin is costing them millions and billions and so forth. So who will be the next superpower, Sister Catherine? The Taliban, Khorasan. They will be the power to be reckoned with. You see, they found the lithium, they found the gold, they found the oil, and China and them have made an agreement. In 1 year, we have to start pumping out the oil from Afghanistan. That is the agreement they made. So if you want, from an Islamic perspective, the power that will be a major power in time to come, inshallah, in our lifetime will be Afghanistan, Khorasan, and the Taliban, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, listen to this one here. I was brainwashed to hate Muslims. I am from Pietermaritzburg. I'm a Christian brother. The day I lost my job, aka they came to my aid to help me. Please, sir, I'm apologizing to hate Muslims and to hate your sisters. You're such a unique religion. Ustad.
Very good, my brother. It's very, very bad. See, I tell you, I speak against the Jews. But I same time will tell you, not every Jew. We will tell you majority Jews. We speak against Modi and the BJP in India, the Hindus. But we will tell you, not every Hindu. But we'll say majority. So you, my brother, I don't know why and what, but you saw too much Hollywood, Bollywood and what have you. So now you started hating Muslims. But anyway, we will be in Maritzburg this time here, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you want to meet us, we are there at your disposal, my brother. And you can come and meet us on a one-to-one. And you are going to ask any questions about Islam and so forth. We welcome you. No problem, my brother. Your apology accepted. But my message, a greater message to you, read about Islam. Read the books of Sheikh Ahmad Didat and so forth. And that will show you that what you are believing in, remember, is not true. How can you have so many different versions of the Bible that the virgins get confused? How can you say God is born on 25th December? How can you say during Easter time God was now crucified? Then how can you say God was, you must remember, buried in a tomb and so forth? That's exactly what Christianity is telling you in the Holy Sepulchre. So these are questions we put to the Pope also, he can't answer. So the answer came from there. There's no hope for the Pope. What do you say, my brother?
He says, I was told that you guys are terrorists and you guys were involved with the 9/11 and so on and on and on until I seen Islam is a true religion. Ustad brother from Maritzburg.
Yes, you must study more. And mashallah, you want to embrace Islam. We prepared to make you Muslim. And I told you next week I'll be there for a few days in Pietermaritzburg. And you got any objections or any queries, we are prepared to answer you, inshallah. So we make dua for you. We pray to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala shows you the true light, my brother. 9/11 was an inside job, my brother.
Somebody says here, Mufti Sahib, I grew up in an orphanage, got educated, and now I want to get married. I have no mahrams. I have a proposal. So what happens in my case, Ustad?
So you must remember, you need to know, my sister, three things. Yatim and orphan in Islam is that boy, that girl who are minors. And they are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. Once you become baligh, baligha, and you are married, and so you are mature, and so forth, so now you're no more a yatim, you're no more an orphan. Hadith, authentic saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yutma ba'da ihtilam. Remember that there is no yatim after you obtain the age of puberty and maturity. And thereafter, remember, now you want to get married, so maybe you have your father's brother, or you have your own brother, and so forth. So they will be your wali and your guardian. If you don't have anybody, and you are Muslimah, you want to marry a Muslim person, then go to the imam and the sheikh or whoever is there, and he will must investigate, and then he will become your guardian. So that is what Islam will say. Last question.
Somebody says, "Your Ustad, can you name anything that Black Africa has given to humanity?" AK Ustad.
So you must remember, Africa gave Moses to the world. And Moses was who? An African. So remember that he was dark in complexion, and he was sheepish hair and all that. Luqman, he was African. Bilal was African. Anjasha was African. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster mother, according to some scholars, Baraka Umme Ayman, even if you don't say she's the mother, after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother passed away, then from Abwa to take the master alayhi wa sallam at the age of 6 to Makkah and care for the master alayhi wa sallam was an African lady, Baraka, her name Umme Ayman. This is one of my famous talks I give. Africa's contribution to the world, my brother. That is the white hegemony that they want everybody in black to look bad, my brother, whilst they are the world's biggest terrorists and crooks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.